From Tidbits on December 3rd, 2007, this is the audio version of Hidden Network Information in Leopard Airport Menu, written by Glenn Fleischman. Leopard includes more information than meets the eye about nearby Wi-Fi networks. macOS 10.5 updates the airport menu in the system menu bar after you select a network, which is a neat feature and provides more accurate results. It also shows a lock icon next to networks protected by some form of encryption, but you can extract even more information by holding down the Option key while dropping the menu. In macOS 10.4 Tiger, holding down the Option key would sort networks by signal strength. That feature no longer works. Networks are always sorted alphabetically, except for the network you're currently connected to, which appears at the top. Instead, Leopard reveals connection information about whatever network you're connected to, showing four details: the MAC, Media Access Control, address of the base station's airport interface, the channel you use, the received signal strength indication, a measure of how much energy is hitting your antenna from the base station, and the current transmission rate. The MAC address is useful because it can tell you which base station you're attached to if you're using a network that uses multiple identically named base stations to provide seamless roaming across a large home or an office. The channel information helps if you're trying to figure out an interface problem with another network. RSSI, the signal strength, can be useful if you're trying to tune the location of a base station or computer in relation to each other. And finally, the transmission rate lets you know if you're getting optimum performance. Wi-Fi has drop-down speeds that are used when the highest possible rate shared between the base station and an adapter can't be achieved. The two devices keep dropping down to slower and slower rates until an accommodation can be made. With 802.11b, g, or n, if the base station is in its default mode, that could be as slow as 1 megabit per second, which is fine if you really need a connection, but not so great if you need the speed. Astute Tidbits reader Gary Smith wrote in after I originally posted this item to note that you can also obtain information about other available networks through a tooltip that appears when you hover over the network for a moment. The tooltip tells you the security method and signal strength, both of which could be useful when choosing a network to access. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I love finding a good local network that you can actually get access to.